Shalom v'rocha bez Hashem continue to shmir so lashin in the Hakdama, shir number 5. We have learned a person has to give chiyus, has to give life to his body parts, lost in love for the future. How does a person do that? There are 248 mitzvahs corresponding to the 248 body parts, 365 lois asei, 365 negative commandments corresponding to the sinews, and each mitzvah, each body part, as we had mentioned, corresponds to a different mitzvah that a person has to do to feed and to give existence to that body part. Explains the Chofetz Chaim. Kama boishes yagia loy al yidei zeh. How much embarrassment, rachmana litzlan, God forbid, a person will have if in the future he used his mouth to speak lashon hara. He used his ears to listen to lashon hara. Everyone will see that his mouth is mefagim. If a person accidentally bangs his lips, they swell up. Someone says to him, what happened to your face? What happened to your lips? It's noticeable. This will be noticeable to everyone, lost love in the future. That this person, when he was here in this world, he spoke lashon hara, he used his mouth incorrectly, he used his ears incorrectly. V'zeh yodua, says the Chofetz Chaim, it's known, shehamargil atzmoi ba'ovon zeh b'smidus chas v'shalom, a person who does this aveir on a regular basis, it's very, very difficult to stop, to find the refuah. He has accustomed himself to speak, to listen, to live his life as a ba'al lashon hara. As Chazal tell us, shel osid, in the future, shel osid lovoi, hakom misrapin, everyone will be healed and cured. Chutzmi ba'al lashon hara. Except for the ba'al lashon hara, except for that person who always spoke lashon hara. As we discussed in the past in other shiurim, people take out a business card and they say they're an accountant, they're an attorney. This person, it's like he takes out his business card and says, I'm a ba'al lashon hara. Im ken yagia lo ilanashe, boishes godu lenetzach aladeza, forever and ever. Lenetzach, this individual will have horrific embarrassment. He brings, just like by Miriam Hanaviyah. Miriam Hanaviyah, she spoke, and we discussed this in the Sefer Zechor LeMiriam, she spoke on the behalf of what she thought was good for Moshe Rabbeinu. And she loved Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Chofetz Chaim elaborates, everything she did was for good reason. Nonetheless, we all know she got saras. And all of Klal Yisrael found out about this. And all of Klal Yisrael waited for her until she was better. Those people who specifically intend to harm, to hurt, and speak lashon hara on their friends, how much more so their punishment will be worse. As it says in the pasuk, Yachris Hashem kol sifsei chalokos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will cut the lips. Yachris Hashem kol sifsei chalokos, the smooth talking people. Hashem gave a person a keli, an instrument to bring people closer. That is the mouth. Ruach mimalula. Ravobi, and I was just by his kever. Ravobi Zatzal and Ali Shor, he explains that that's one of the reasons why Lashon Hara is such a horrific aveira. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us an antidote. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us medicine. Hashem gave us an ability to bring people closer with each other. And that same tool that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us to bring us closer with each other, if it's used to destroy and to memerachek and to distance ourselves from each other, that's one of the reasons, as he explains, why it's such a poison. It's a misuse of a gift that was given to bring us closer, and now it's used to destroy. We're learning this sefer to realize the severity and the importance of using our words properly and to listen, to make sure we listen to things properly as well.